Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the Ready Church coming to you on today saying, be ready because Jesus is coming soon. Oh, can't you see the signs all around about you today? Jesus is coming soon. I know you don't hear much about Jesus is coming. Oh, yes, but he's still coming. You know, he said, I'm coming like a thief in the night. You don't know when a thief is coming to come and rob your house or, you know, and your body is your house. And if Satan wants to rob you today, he wants to rob you of your salvation. He wants to rob you that you won't give your life to Christ before time winds up. Oh, he wants to rob you today, but don't let him do it. Don't let him steal from you on today. And we just thank God for another day that he has kept us. He's kept us with our minds stayed on him. He's kept us from seen and unseen danger. Another week he has kept us. As I always say, because it's so true, people that was here on last week may be gone today, but he kept you another day. Aren't you grateful today? Why don't you tell the Lord, Lord, I thank you this morning. Oh, yes, from the fruit of your lips, you ought to say, Lord, I thank you for another day that you have kept me, another day you kept my family, and I said, Lord, I thank you on today. He's worthy of the praise. Out of all that he's done for us, all he asks is that you give him the glory, give him the honor, give him the praise. But as we can see today, people don't want to give him the honor that's due to him, because if he didn't come by and blow the breath of life inside of you this morning, you would have been like a dead man. Dead things don't move. Hallelujah. But you're moving today. You can raise your hand. You can get up and move around. And you can even go into the house of the Lord on today. Oh, what a blessing on today. He said, I will keep thee in perfect peace, whose mind is staying on him. Where's your mind on today? What has you been feeding your spirit this week? Oh, hallelujah. Everything is going down, y'all, but the word of God. I tell you, I just look around and I see so much destruction, and I see where the enemy has come in like a flood. You know, he comes to kill, to steal, to destroy your life. But thank God, Jesus come to give you life, and that life more abundantly. You can have it today, even in the midst of everything we see going on around about us with chaos and confusion, all just confusion everywhere, all over the land, murder all over the land, stealing, killing, and destroying people's lives. Oh, can't you see the signs of the time? Can't you see the handwriting on the wall? It's on the wall for you. It's on the wall for me. Can't you see today? But I know the word of God said the God of this world, which is Satan, has blinded the mind, but your mind can be set free today through the word of God on today. And we thank God for you today. We pray that you would unstop your deaf ears and hear what thus saith the Lord, what the Spirit has to say unto the church. Oh, he's still speaking to us today as if he did on yesterday. He said, I'm still the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. Aren't you glad he's not like man on today? Oh, I'm so glad that God is not like man. Man would just throw you away and said, that's the end. But thank God, God is still blessing us on today and keeping us on today. Lord, we just thank you and praise you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to rise again this morning, God, with the blood running warm in our veins, activities of our limbs, and being clothed in our right mind on today. Lord, we pray that you will lead us and guide us in this last hour. Help us to keep our focus. And those that don't have their focus, God, we pray for them on today that you will speak to their hearts and their minds. You are able to do any and everything but fail on today. All they would have to do is have faith in you in Jesus Christ on today, in Jesus' name. And the devil's defeated this morning. God is still exalted. The Holy Spirit is still present in the earth today. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is. He's still Lord, y'all. And like I said, in the midst of everything going on around about you, the love of many is waxing cold. And the spirit of murder is all in the land. But God is still blessing today. He's still keeping us today. He's still protecting us on today. And we thank him on today. To God be the glory. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Don't you be deceived on today. We will be coming this morning. As I always say, I just see so much going on. And it disturbs me. I'm like a Jeremiah in the word of God. He was a weeping prophet. I tell you, I cry a lot when I see all the destruction and all the chaos and all the confusion and just everything that you see that's just not right. My heart is very disturbed. But I thank God for keeping me. I thank him for covering me. I thank him for protecting me on today. And I thank him for being able to speak to you today. I pray that he that has an ear will hear what the Spirit has to say unto you today. Time is winding up. Jesus is soon to come. And you can be that ready church on today. We can be like the five wise and not like the five foolish that took no oil in their lamp. And when the bridegroom came, they were not ready. But you today can be ready. That's why we're here at the Ready Church, trying to help you to get ready, because Jesus is coming and he can knock at your door at any time. No man knows the minute nor the hour which the Son of Man shall return, but we know that he's coming soon. I know every time I come on, I get excited. The enemy try to make my tongue tie, but he's a liar on today. I've been set free on today. We know that the enemy works in the atmosphere, you know, spirits and powers of the air. So he don't want me to get it out in the air to your ears, from my mouth to your ears this morning. You can be set free. We're coming from Ezekiel chapter 7. And here in Ezekiel chapter 7, it talks about the end is coming. So the end has come. That's what it said. The end has come. That's what it's talking about. The end has come. You might say, well, Suzanne, what do you mean the end has come? The end has come to things no longer the same. So that means it's been a completion, which is number 7, where we're coming from, chapter 7, which means completion. There has been a completion, y'all. Oh, yes, it's finished. It's finished. Oh, yes, Jesus said in the word of God, the judgment must begin in the house of God. Oh, yes, and judgment has begun. Everything has changed. Things have been rearranged. And Daniel talks about, in the book of Daniel, you know, it says that in chapter 7, it talks about how there was going to be a time and the change in the season and changes in the laws. Do you not see it? I think this month is Gay Pride Month. Never in our life have we ever had this to happen, a whole month? And it's called pride. And you know what the Bible says about pride? Pride goes before the fall, honey. Oh, yes. And it has come to an end. The end. As we've known it. Things as we've known it. People are changing. Places are changing. All around about us, nothing will be the same. I hear people talking about the new norm. Oh, yeah, new norm, all right. Oh, yes, the enemy is blinding your eyes and your mind to the truth. Only thing can set you free and keep you free is the word of God. The enemy knows that. That's why he's trying to distract you and keep you away from the word of God. People spend more time on Facebook and these Instagrams and all this other mess than God's word, the one that's keeping you, the one that's brought you, taught you, brought you through many dangerous tours and snares, traps that the enemy had tried to set for you. If it had not been for the Lord who was on your side, if it had not been for somebody praying for you, standing in the gap for your soul, where would you be? Where would I be? If somebody hadn't stood in the gap for me, oh, I thank God for somebody standing in the gap for me, and I'm still yet holding on to God's unchanging hand, because his hand is the only one that won't change on you, honey. Oh, just look around. You've had some friends that say, hey, I'll never leave you. I'm going to stick with you. We buddy, buddy, I'm telling you. Oh, I love you. And look around. Where they at now? Quiet on the scene, huh? Where are they now? They love you so much. Oh, yes. Well, love is an action word. Action speaks louder than your words telling me that you love me. Oh, you better watch and pray in this last hour. Everybody saying they loving you. They ain't loving you. Not for real. Oh, yes. You people use the word love very loosely. We say, oh, child, I love that dress you have on. Oh, I love that hairdo you got. Oh, I love, oh, love, love, love. Don't even really know what the word love means, the agape, real love of God, the love of Christ. Until you get Christ in your life, you will never know what true love is all about. Because he said, I'll never leave you. Even when your friends, your so-called friends, walk away, he will still stay. Ain't that good? That's good to know that he will never leave me nor forsake us. He will be with us until the end, even in the departure of your loved ones. You know that you're not used to being alone, you know, and walking alone. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I will comfort you in the time of your sorrow. He's the only one that comfort you and me. Only one. Give you peace in the midst of your storm. Only Jesus. Only Jesus. Only Jesus this morning. Oh, able to keep you from falling. Only Jesus, the only one, can keep you in the midst of everything that's going on with the diseases and the pestilence in the land. Even when the pestilence and things was going on in Egypt, God kept his people. He said, when I apply the blood of Jesus over the doorposts of your home, and when the death angel saw it, he passed them over. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Seal power in that name. Oh, the greatest name, Jesus. That's why the enemy don't want you to call on that name. He don't want you to stand on that name, because he knows there's power in the name of Jesus. That's why we got the powerless churches today. No power, no word, standing on everything but God's promises, standing on everything but God's word on today. His word is the only thing going to save you, change you, heal you, deliver you, keep you. His word will be a lamp unto your feet, a light unto your path. You don't know which way to go. You're walking in the midst of darkness. Even though they're saying light, you're walking in the midst of darkness. If you don't have Jesus, Jesus is the light of the world. Satan bring darkness. Jesus bring light. Oh, yes. But today the enemy is trying to fool you, to trick you. You know how you used to put your hands behind your back, you put a piece of money in your hand, you say, which one, choose it, pick it. Oh, he's a deceiver. He's trying to trick you today. Oh, don't let him do it. He's a conner. He comes to seduce you and reduce you away from believing God and trusting in him on today. He's your only hope. Everyone has to depart from here. And you're going to depart alone, and you're going to stand before God alone and give an account of every deed you've done here in the earth. You will give an account. Personal journey here, y'all. You shouldn't love anything or anybody more than you do God. He's the one that's keeping you. He's the one that gave you the breath of life today. So get off the Facebook and get your face into the book of the Bible, the word of God, and let him lead you and guide you from earth to glory this morning. Well, okay, we're going to Ezekiel. I want you to know that Ezekiel was a prophet. And Ezekiel, he warned the people. And we here today is trying to warn you of a danger, of destruction before it comes to you. All things are not going to go back the same. Oh, no, nothing. This is the end has come as you've known it. The end is over. It's complete. Number 7, it's complete. And here Ezekiel lived in Babylon, and this was the ancient empire, and Babylon was where, you know, the pagan gods and all they worship, you know, the pagan gods. And as we can see today over here in America, what are we doing? We're worshiping the same thing, pagan gods, all over America. The spirit of Babylon, all over America. Oh, yes, we can see it today. Oh, destruction. Oh, he wants to destroy you. But he was using Ezekiel to warn the people. And I'm warning you today. Before time is too late, before your eyes close for the last time. Oh, search me, Lord. Yes, here in Ezekiel, he was trying to, you know, warn the people before impending danger came. You know, but like I said, today, you know, whatever's popular, you know, everybody just go right with it. You don't judge anything. You just, because everybody's doing it, you just join in. Don't examine anything. And if everybody doing that right there, let you know that it's not right. Because, see, few be that finds truth. Say, wide road, many going to be on that road of destruction this morning. But I'm telling you, get off that road of destruction and get on the right road. So you can say, I'm on the right road now. My husband used to sing a song. I'm on the right road now. And I can say today, I'm on the right road now. I fixed it up with Jesus a long time ago, and I'm on the right road now. Are you on the right road today? And here Ezekiel was warning them, you know, and even over in Babylon in Iraq right now, you know, is where Babylon is. It's where Saddam Hussein, he thought he was going to rebuild over there. But, you know, America, we always got our hands in something. And that's why America's in the state it's in today. Instead of staying on your land, you get on somebody else's land, and then you pick up spirit, pick up stuff, joining and connecting with people and places and things that God told us not to. And now America is pagan, has pagan gods everywhere. Oh, yes. We were once, you know, the light, you know, where these other countries were, you know, worshiping all these idol gods. Now, America has idols, American idols everywhere. Oh, yes. And we know the Bible tells us we're not to have idols. You shouldn't have no idols. Thou shalt have no other gods before our God, the true and living God. But I say that pagan gods are everywhere. That foul spirit, you know, that Babylonian spirit is here in America today. Every foul, ungodly, filthy spirit is here in America today. Crimes on the rampage, violence filling the land. It's polluted. Right is wrong and wrong is right. No. We should be looking and looking towards the true and living God, the one that brought you out. He's brought you out some things, some hard places, some people, places, and things that you were connected to. God set you free. It could have been death for you. It could have been a death trap for you. But God held back the hands of death for you and I. Oh, what a mighty God we serve today. And here's Ezekiel was warning the people, and I'm trying to warn you today. Here, run before the wrath of God be upon you on today. Oh, yes. And here Ezekiel was talking about, you know, even before Jerusalem had was destroyed or even Judah had been completely conquered, the message that he was trying to convey was judgment was coming. And it was not just coming to one corner of the earth or the land, but it was going to come to four corners. But we're going to read it today, you know, before the destruction comes. I'm telling you, everywhere you look, every day on the news, on your computer, on your cell phone, you see violence filling the land, murdering, you know, so much to deal with. Drugs and alcohol, people getting in their cars, and not even, you know, the devil, he's got control of your mind. You getting in the cars and not even thinking that you could take somebody else's life and your own. Oh, what spirit is in the land. Destruction everywhere, robbing. People robbing one another, robbing their own family members for drugs, killing your grandmama and killing your family over drugs. It's a spirit in the land. My God's trying to get us ready. Cross over before it's too late. Run for your life. A lot of these churches, you can't even go in and hear the word of God. Get your Bible at home. Hear the word of the Lord. Seek him. Ask him to open up your understanding. Lord, I don't understand this. If the word of God says he that liketh understanding and wisdom, let him ask of God. Oh, he will open it up to you. All you need is to know the word of God, how to live right, right here on the face of this earth, and he will help you. Oh, yes. Well, we're going to go to the word. It says, in verse 1, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, now God was using Ezekiel to talk to us, and he's using different ones today that are faithful and believers today to speak to your heart. He said, also, thy son of man, thus saith the Lord unto the land of Israel, and the end has come upon the four corners of the land. Oh, the end. As we've known it, y'all, things are not the same. Look around you. Do you not see the changes? Right is wrong. Wrong is right. Oh, yes. You may say, well, you keep repeating yourself. Yes, it's just like the word of God. It repeats itself until you get. It's like you're talking to your children. Sometimes you tell them something and seem like you just don't get it, so you keep repeating it until you think they're getting it. I'm telling you today, I'm speaking God's word to you today to hear before it's too late. before the wrath of God come upon you today. He said, now is the end come upon thee, and I will send my anger upon thee, his anger, his judgment, and will judge these according to thy ways. He's going to judge us for the ways we're doing, our actions. Oh, yes, he's going to judge you for your way you live, your lifestyle, the things you're doing. I'm not saying it. The word is telling you. He said, I will recompense upon all thy abomination, all your filthiness, all your wrongdoing. Come on, run. And don't look back. Today, the seducing spirits and doctrines of devils are all around you. God is looking for a doorkeeper. Oh, yes. Somebody that will keep his word. Will that be you? Before it's too late. He said, if my people which are called by my name in 2 Chronicles, if my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. Prayer changes things. Prayer, God can reach people's heart where you can't. You can talk, and you can, you know, and you can talk to people and talk, and you seem like you just ain't getting through. But prayer will change things for you. I'm a living witness. Prayer will change things for you. He said before, the recompense upon thee all thine abomination, and my eyes shall not spare thee. He said, come on, get it together now. Before he ain't going to spare, he ain't going to spare you. He ain't going to have no mercy. He ain't going to have no mercy on you. He's not going to spare thee. He said, and my eyes shall not. He said, and it said will. He said, my eyes shall not spare thee. Neither will I have what? Pity, mercy. But I will recompense thy ways upon thee and thy abomination, things that God hates, shall be in the midst of thee. And ye shall know that what I am God, not you, not me, not these singers and these preachers that people are lifting up and glorifying, and they're your God. You're putting them in a place of the true and living God, and you can't even see because they have bewitched you. The Bible says, who has bewitched you? It takes a person to bewitch you, to speak a spell over your mind, to speak a spell over your body and your soul. It takes a person. Who has bewitched you? Who has tricked you? Who has taken you away from the truth? Your faith in God, the things that you once believed about God, you no longer believe and receive no more. Who is it? Who has bewitched you? What pastor? What preacher? What false prophet has bewitched you from the truth? Who are you listening to? Who's speaking in your ear? The Bible said, Noah walked with God. He listened to God. Job, he listened to God. Who are you listening to? Who's walking with you? Who's talking to you? Who's pouring into your life? And what are they putting inside of you? Is it poison? Or is it a blessing? Is it blessing you? Is it building you? Or is it taking you down? Is it building you up? Or is it pushing you down? What is it doing to you? Who is it? Ezekiel was warning the people. We're warning you today. God said, I will not have pity on you. I will not have mercy. Mercy runs out. He said, I am the Lord. I see people walking around with shirts talking about I am. I am what? Where's the other part? I am what? You think you're God? I seen it on Jay-Z, Beyonce, all these different secular people, and some of these Christian, so-called Christian people. Kurt Franklin, come on, please. Save from what? Jesus will clean you up. He'll clean your filthy mouth up. Don't tell me he won't. I had one. But God, he's the only one that can clean your mouth, clean you up, change you, keep you, save you, deliver you. He's able. If you're willing, God is able. able to bring you out of any and everything you caught yourself or found yourself in. That's not like him. And mercy for you. But he said here, he's not going to have pity. He's not going to have mercy. He runs out, y'all, because of the abomination, this nation. Everybody was running behind Obama nation. That's what he brought, abomination, to the nation. You put your signature on it. A lot of people said, did you vote? No, I did not. I don't. I'm not. My vote is already on Jesus. He's the only one can change me, make ways for me. I'm not looking to no man. I'm looking to the true and living God, the one that saved me, delivered me, kept me, and keeping me. I look to him. I'm not putting my finger to on no man. Man can't do anything for me. No, they are paid liars. Yes. Politics, paid liars. And all these preachers that went behind Trump. The filthiest president we ever had, his mouth. But the preachers put their signature on it. You had to be careful what you sign because you become a part of it. That's why the church is so filthy. Preachers having sex with people inside the church. You got a wife. You got children. You degrading them by the things that you're doing, but you open yourself up to the spirit of money, mammon. So wanting money so bad till you sold your soul, what would you give in exchange for your soul? Is it worth it? Can't take a dime with you when you leave. You came with nothing, and you're going to leave with nothing. Get your mind back right, y'all. Ezekiel was warning them. Oh, yes, that the end was near. The end was here, and the end is here as you've known it before. It's over, y'all. Things ain't going back. The Bible says it's going to grow worse and worse as the end get closer. You looking for, oh, we go, oh, go back now. Oh, they don't say, just take your mask off. Just take the vaccination. Just do all that and you safe. Oh, no. As long as you in sin, you ain't safe. The wages of sin is death itself. You depopulating your own self. Staying in sin. But we as the saints, we don't have to worry about that. If you die in the Lord, he said, blessed are those that die in the Lord. Go in the sweet. See, because in the book of Revelation, it says it's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. For this old heaven and earth shall pass away. Oh, everything is going down. I didn't see in the Bible where it said that hell was going to pass away. Eternal damnation for eternity. Oh, you don't want to go that way. Don't you listen to the devil. Don't you follow the crowd. The Bible said many are going to be deceived. Don't let it be you. It says, and the end is come. The end has come. He repeated, and I'm repeating it. It watches for thee. Behold, it is come. The morning is come unto thee, O thou that dwelleth in the land. The time is come. Keep repeating it. The day of trouble is near, and not the sounding against of the mountains. Now will I shortly pour out my spirit upon thee, this judgment, and completion. Mine anger upon thee, and I will judge thee. He's going to judge you. He's going to judge us according to thy ways, the things that you do. It said right here. And what I said is God's word. Say he's going to judge according to thy ways, the things that you do, your actions, your lifestyle. You're going to be judged. Oh, yes. And in the book of Amos, it says, you know, it's going to be a lot of people that don't want to hear it today, but you're going to be looking for the same word. You're going to be running looking for these preachers that's going on in the Lord. You're going to be trying to find a word. But why you can find a word now? Get in the word for yourself. Don't look for nobody to preach the word to you. Preach the word to yourself. Read the word for yourself so when you hear it, you will know whether it's true or not. Do like the Berean Christian. They went and studied the word of God to see what was being said to them. Was it true? Don't take our word. Read it for yourself. Get it for yourself. Save yourself. Yeah. I mean, giving your life to Christ, and he's going to save you. You'll be saving yourself if you give your life to him. It said, and we'll recompense thee for all thine abomination. Like I said, so many laws have changed because we were looking to a man just like yourself. You got to die like yourself, got to give an account to God just like yourself. Just putting your signature on sinners and saints alike was on one accord. Signing people in, didn't know anything about them. They come out of nowhere to you because you didn't know. Yeah, maybe they was a senator or whatever, some other state, and you didn't know them until they went up for president. People falling all out like they, you know, like you're, oh, your mind. Oh, my God, the mind is a powerful thing. People crying and passing out over a man, over a human being like yourself, and you don't even give God that much worship. But you're worshiping a man that's like yourself. You don't even get a creator, the one that created you, that's keeping you any honor, any glory, any praise. Something wrong with it. I'm trying to get you to open your eyes and see what the enemy is doing to you. Don't let him do it. He says again in verse 9, and my eyes shall not, well, he said again, I'm not going to spare you. I'm not going to have mercy. Here go again, and I will, and neither will I have pity. He's repeating himself just like me. The word is repeating until you get it. It said, I will recompense thee according to thy ways and thy abomination that thou art in the midst of thee, and ye shall know that I am the Lord that smiteth. Oh, yeah. Behold the day. Behold it comes. And the morning is gone forth. The rod has blossomed. Pride has budded. Balance is risen up in a rod of wickedness. Can't you see? Crimes everywhere. Violence everywhere. I was looking yesterday, a young lady, some other young lady where they looking for them, just ran over her, just went through the crowd and ran over the young lady. Thank God she made it. When looking at it, you wouldn't think she would have made it. But God, that was God's grace and mercy. Things that look like it's impossible, it's possible with God. He can hold back the hands of death from you. Some of us have been so sick, and we knew if it had not been for God, we wouldn't be on this side today. But God's grace and mercy, oh, he's calling you. Run and don't look back. Oh, run. Don't look back. He said, forget not the old landmark, the old way. He said, forget it not. Hold to it. Teach your children and your children's children. Come on. Oh, my God. It said, violence has risen up and the rod of wickedness. None of them shall remain, nor of their multitudes, nor any of theirs. Neither shall there be any wailing for them. No mercy. No way out. He said, the time has come. The day draws near. Let not the buyer rejoice. Listen, you may be trying to sell something. That's going to cease. That's ceasing right now. A lot of stores have been closed. Business have gone down. The end has come. The end of a lot of people's business has come. It says it right here. It says, the time has come and draweth near. Let not the buyer rejoice. Don't get happy. Nor the seller moan. For wrath is upon all the multitude thereof. It's all over, y'all. It's all four corners of the earth. All four corners of the land. It said, for the seller shall not return. That's what I just said. A lot of businesses is not going to return. It's over. The end. Oh, yes. It says, for the seller shall not return to that which is sold. Although they were yet alive, they're still here, but can't do nothing. And that's why the mark of the beast is getting ready to come on the scene. 666 in your right hand or forehead. Oh, yes. The Bible talks about it. It's getting close, y'all. Oh, yes. You don't have to believe me if you don't want to, but people dying every minute, every second. Somebody's gone, and you don't know when your turn comes. And I tell you, you can't call out, and you can't say, I ain't going to show up. Like you do on your job. Lying. Some of y'all be lying. Call. Got two calls. Oh, I can't come in today. I'm not feeling well. Lying. He said no liars going to tear in the sight. You ain't going to make it either. Ain't going to be no liars in heaven. Got to get that right here. I'm going to try to move along. It says, for the vision is touching. And the whole multitude thereof, the vision surely is being touched everywhere, which shall not return, neither shall any strengthen himself in the iniquity of his life. It says in verse 14, they have blown the trumpet. The trumpet's already been sound, y'all. Even to make all ready. That's why we're blowing the trumpet, not a flute, too. But a trumpet is loud. You can hear the trumpet. A flute, you can't holler here. But he said, blow, that trumpet has been blown. We've blown the trumpet to get you ready. That's what it says. They have blown the trumpet even to make all ready. Not some of us, all of us ready. He don't care whether you're red, yellow, black, or white. All precious in his sight. He loves you whether you're Chinese, Filipino, whatever you are. He said to make all ready. Oh, yes. He says, but none goes to battle. Don't want it. For my wrath is upon all the multitudes thereof, the masses everywhere, the multitude, many, that wide road. It said the sword is without, and the pestilence, and the famine therein. That's what we have. Corona. Pestilence, AIDS, different things, sicknesses, diseases in the land. Oh, yes. Everything you need to know is in this word, y'all. He said, he that is in the field shall die with the sword. And he that is in the city and famine and pestilence shall devour them, kill them. Depopulation is what we've seen. Oh, yes, innocent young men, black men. Yeah, mostly black men getting pulled over, and women murdered. Depopulation for a taillight, for not showing them your registration, saying that you have your own rights. I mean, oh, my God, wake up, y'all. Everything you need to know is in this word. Oh, yes. He said, but they that escape of them shall escape, and they shall go on to the mountains like doves of the valley, and all of them that moan, everyone for his iniquities, sin and overdrive. That's what your iniquity is, sin. Oh, yes. He said, all hands shall be feeble, and all knees shall be weak as water. They shall all also grave themselves with sackcloth and honor shall cover them, and the shame shall be upon all faces, and baldness upon all their heads. Women, men, oh yes. I'm telling you, everything is in this word, y'all. Let's go down to verse 21. I'm trying to hurry and get through here. Now I should go back up. Oh, no, I'm going to go back up. And they shall cast their silver in the street, and their gold shall be removed, and their silver and their gold shall not be able to deliver them in the day of wrath of the Lord. In the day of judgment, I don't care what we got, y'all, our silver and our gold won't be able to rescue you, won't deliver you. It won't keep you from judgment for the wrath of the Lord. They shall not satisfy their soul, neither fill their mouths, because it is a stumbling block of their iniquity. As for the beauty of his ornaments, he set it as a mistress. But they make the images of their abomination and of their detestable things therein. Therefore shall I set it far from them. And I will give thee into the hands of the strangers for prey. Just look around. People have been put in the hands of strangers for prey. Turn you up from not knowing truth. And to the wicked of the earth for the spoil, and they shall be polluted. That's what we're seeing today. Pollution everywhere. My face will I turn also from them. God said he's going to turn his face from you. He's not going to have pity. He's not going to have mercy. And they shall pollute my secret place. That's God's house. The secret place is God's house. For the robbers, oh yeah, they're in there, shall enter into it and defile it. Look at the church, y'all. They've defiled the house of God. That's why God said judgment must begin in the house of God. Verse 23, and I'm going to finish at 24. Make a chain, for the land is full of bloody crime. Is it not? Is it not? Crimes everywhere, and the city is full of violence. Come on, y'all. Wake up. Jesus is coming. Run and don't look back. Oh, yes. This is the last verse I'm going to read. Wherefore, I will bring the worst of the heathen, that they shall possess their houses. And I will also make the palm of the strong to cease. Everything going to ease in. And their holy places shall be defiled. That's the house of God. Shall be defiled. It is defiled, y'all. The house of God has been defiled. The end is come. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you on today for your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We pray for every listener, God, that you will deal with their hearts before time is too late. We see the signs of judgment all around about us that you're soon to come. You could come at any moment, God. Help us to be ready. Help us to be the ready church in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you on today. We ask that you search our hearts, search our minds. If you find anything displeasing to you, oh God, we ask that you take it out on today and straighten us. We want to be right. We want to be saved. We want to be whole. And you are the only one that can do it for us. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. And the devil is defeated on today. God is still exalted. The Holy Spirit is still present in the earth. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. I just thank God on today. I was telling my son this morning, I need to get my glasses. I can't hardly see the words close. I can see a far distance. I'm praying for my eyes today. Lord, touch my eyes on today that I may be able to see all that I need to see in this last hour. I just thank you for keeping me. Thank you for keeping the listener on today. Help us to change our lives and cross over on the right side so we can say that we are on the right road now. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. Ready, church. Be ready. You may call us. We're just saying God bless you on today. We just thank you for listening. We pray that God will deal with your heart on today as we be ready for Jesus that he returns.